No sooner had Chris Sununu slipped into the council chamber through the back door than the well-wishing began.
Sir.
Hi. How are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was National Guard Adjutant General William Riddell. And here's Public Utilities Commission Chairman Marty Honigberg.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Good to see you. Anything going good over there?
Every day is better than the day before.
That's the attitude, man. That's the attitude. I love it.
For Chris Sununu, there's a lot to love these days. He's the first Republican in a dozen years to win a governor's race, and with the GOP controlling Concord, he'll have a fighting chance of achieving policy goals. And people seem to know it. Jack Donovan runs the New Hampshire Business Finance Authority.
I know everybody's grabbing and wants your time, but when you've got a few minutes of time, I'd love to talk to you about some ideas, about things, the balsam, some other stuff.
Yet Sununu wanted to talk fashion.
We're going to talk about that shirt?
You don't like the shirt?
I love the shirt. No, just the opposite. I love it. You can pull that off. I can't pull that off. If I got to lose some more weight, and then I can dress stylish like you.
If trim-fitting shirts are in Chris Sununu's future, he might be advised to cut back on the peanut M&Ms he scarfed amid the glad handing, but...
Always. There's protein in there, so it's how I justify eating candy. One of my many nervous habits, I guess.
The other denizens of the council table who sought statewide office last week, Governor Hassan, who edged Kelly out for U.S. Senate, and Councillor Colin Van Ostern, who lost to Sununu in the governor's race, were less the center of attention. When a representative of New Hampshire's Mayflower Society made reference to Hassan's coming job during a Thanksgiving proclamation,
Governor, or should I say U.S. Senator-elect,
the governor quickly steered things back to the task at hand.
Governor works just great.
Colin Van Ostern, meanwhile, was the last counselor to arrive for today's meeting. His first action at the council table was to abstain from several votes.
Governor, I'll recuse myself on items 1, B, C, and D.
So noting Councillor Van Ostern's recusals on items...
Those contracts involve Southern New Hampshire University, Van Ostern's once and possible future employer. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.